Time for Look at Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Track and field state qualifying meets are scheduled for tonight in all classes. In Class 3A and Class 2A, the top two place winners in each event, plus the next eight performances statewide from the qualifying meet place winners, will be advancing on to the state meet. In Class 1A today, the top place winner in each event, plus the next 12 best performances statewide from the qualifying meet place winners, will get a chance to advance to the state meet. Now, Atlantic will be hosting a Class 3A meet today with boys and girls teams from Atlantic, Carroll, Creston, Denison, Glenwood, Harlan, Red Oak, and Winterset, all participating. In Class 2A, IKM Manning, Kemper Catholic, Missouri Valley, Tri-Center, and Underwood will be among the teams running at Ida Grove. Also in Class 1A, Guthrie Center will be hosting a meet tonight. AHST, Audubon, CAM, Coon Rapids Bayard, Exira EHK, Heartland Christian, Iowa School for the Deaf, Riverside, St. Albert, Trainer, and Walnut will all participate at Guthrie Center. Also in Class 1A, Corning will host a meet as Bedford, Diagonal, East Mills, Essex, Fremont Mills, Griswold, Lennox, Mount Air, Nishnabotna, Sydney, South Page, Stanton, and Villisca will all be running there. Now all those meets will get underway at 4 o'clock this afternoon. The state track and field championships will be held at Drake Stadium in Des Moines May 17th, 18th, and 19th, and we'll have live coverage from the state track and field championships next week. Also, it's postseason for the boys' tennis teams around the area today, as district tennis meets are being held this morning. In Class 1A, they'll have coaches meetings coming up here in just a little bit, and following that, they'll have the seeding meetings, and then immediately after that, they'll get started with play this morning. Now, Red Oak will host a meet today that includes Atlantic, Clarinda, Corning, Glenwood, Harlan, Red Oak, Shenandoah, and St. Albert. Also in Class 1A, Denison will participate in a meet at Spirit Lake, while Audubon and Creston are both involved in the meet at Norwalk today. Now, first and second place finishers, both in singles and in doubles, will get a chance to advance to the state tennis championships. In Major League Baseball, David Robertson is off to a pretty rocky start as the replacement for New York Yankees closer Mariano Rivera. Robertson surrendered 4 runs in the 9th inning as Tampa Bay turned a 1-0 deficit into a 4-1 win over the Yanks. Robertson loaded the bases for the second straight game one night after fanning Carlos Peña to end a 5-3 victory. But on Wednesday, B.J. Upton tied the game with a sacrifice fly before Matt Joyce belted a 3-run homer one batter later. They were the first runs allowed by Robertson in 27 outings since last August 29th. In other American League action, Jake Peavy allowed a run and 7 hits over 7 innings as the White Sox clobbered Cleveland 8-1 to earn a split of their 4-game series. Seattle edged Detroit 3-2 on John Jaso's RBI single in the 8th inning. Irvin Santana finally received some support as Albert Pujols and Mike Trout each had 2 RBIs in the LA Angels 6-2 win at Minnesota. Brandon Morrow struck out a season-high 10 over 6 innings of Toronto's 5-2 triumph at Oakland. Alcides Escobar doubled home the tie-breaking run, and Brian Peña had 2 RBIs as Kansas City dealt Boston its 7th loss in 8 games, 4-3. Bruce Chen gave up 3 runs and 7 hits over 6 2/3 innings. That's his first victory in 5 decisions this season. Texas and Baltimore were rained out at Camden Yards. They'll make up that game as part of a single admission doubleheader today. That'll get underway at 3:05 this afternoon. In the National League, the New York Mets completed their first 3-game series sweep in Philadelphia since 2006, as slumping Ike Davis hit a 3-run homer while the Mets were scoring 8 times in their final 3 at-bats to beat the Phillies 10-6 in Philadelphia. Andres Torres added a solo homer and 2 RBIs as the Mets move 5 games over 500 for the first time in 22 months. The Phillies are 14-18. They're 5 games off the National League East lead after they fell to 1-5 at home against the Mets this season. Washington remains in a first-place tie with Atlanta in the East after losing in Pittsburgh 4-2. Andrew McCutchen went 4-for-4 with a homer as the Pirates dealt the Nationals their 3rd straight loss. Also in the National League, Tony Gwynn Jr. laced a go-ahead 3-run triple off Tim Lincecum in the 4th inning as the L.A. Dodgers dumped San Francisco 6-2. Paul Mahalam won his 4th consecutive start by allowing just 3 hits in 7 innings of the Chicago Cubs' 1-0 victory over Atlanta. Mahalam was looking at a possible no decision until Brian LaHare laced an RBI single in the 7th off of Tim Hudson to give the Cubs the rubber match of that 3-game set. Florida finishes 8-1 on its 9-game road trip after a 5-3 12-inning win at Houston last night. And Milwaukee, Cincinnati pitcher Johnny Cueto scattered 5 hits in 7 innings, while Milwaukee hurler Zach Greinke allowed just 2 hits in 8 scoreless frames. The Reds finally won it 2-1 as Joey Votto had an RBI double with 2 out off of John Axford before scoring on Brandon Phillips' single. Colorado's Christian Frederick looked good in his major league debut, getting the win in a 6-2 victory over the Padres in San Diego as Frederick held the Padres to one earned run and six hits, striking out seven in six innings. Yankees closer Mariano Rivera is on blood-thinning medication to dissolve a blood clot in his right calf. That clot was discovered Monday, 4 days after Rivera tore the ACL in his right knee while shagging fly balls during batting practice in Kansas City. He needs to spend at least a week or two strengthening his knee before he has surgery, and he says the clot is not delaying that procedure. Also in the majors, Royals pitcher Jonathan Sanchez has been placed on the 15-day disabled list with left biceps tendonitis. Sanchez lasted just three innings plus one batter in a Monday loss to the Boston Red Sox, surrendering two homers, six runs, six hits, and three walks in that short stint. In Pacific Coast League baseball action last night, Fresno beat Iowa 8-7. It was Sacramento over Omaha 4-2. Omaha plays at Sacramento again late tonight, while Iowa continues its series late at Fresno this evening. Well, Drake has signed a pair of front court players to round out its latest recruiting class. Bulldogs coach Mark Phelps says Daddy Ubede and Robert Poulakis have signed letters of intent and will join the team next season. Ubede is a 6'7", 220-pound power forward from Junipero Serra High School in Gardena, California. He averaged 15.3 points and 6.8 rebounds a game for a team that finished 31-3. Poulakis is a 6'10" center from Detroit Country Day School, where he scored 12.7 points and grabbed 10.5 rebounds a game. The pair round out a list of eight newcomers for the Bulldogs, who lost star Ravonte Rice to transfer. Well, it'll be the Miami Heat against the Indiana Pacers in the NBA's Eastern Conference semifinals. LeBron James had 29 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists as the Heat advanced with a 106-94 win over the New York Knicks in Game 5 of the conference quarterfinals. Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade each had 19 points for the Heat, who used an 11-3 late run in the third quarter to take a 78-60 lead. Carmelo Anthony led the Knicks with 35 points. Amari Stoudemire added 14 before he fouled out of that game. The Memphis Grizzlies won a physical battle with the Los Angeles Clippers to force a sixth game in their NBA first round series. Mark Gasol scored 23 points and Zach Randolph had a double-double as the Grizzlies downed the Clippers 92-80 to send the series back to Los Angeles. Randolph finished with 19 points and 10 boards while helping Memphis out-rebound LA 42-35. Randolph and Gasol were a big reason the Grizzlies outscored the Clippers 48-26 in the paint. That game featured seven technical fouls and ended with Clippers guard Chris Paul and forward Blake Griffin nursing injuries. Paul finished with 19 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists, but was ineffective in the final period after suffering a strained hip flexor. Griffin hyperextended his left knee and ended up with 15 points and 11 rebounds. Game 6 is set for Friday. The Rangers are heading back to New York, and they're bringing the Washington Capitals with them. The Caps have forced a seventh game in the National Hockey League's Eastern Conference semifinal series by outlasting the Rangers 2-1. Alex Ovechkin put the Capitals ahead to stay just 88 seconds into the game after being held without a shot in Game 5. Jason Chimera doubled Washington's lead in the second period. Rookie Braden Holtby turned back 30 shots and blanked the Rangers until Marian Gaborik took a shot that was deflected twice before it went into the net with 50 seconds left. Game 7 set for Saturday at Madison Square Garden, with the winner advancing to face New Jersey in the conference finals. Well, a fast-moving Minnesota Vikings stadium bill is just one successful state Senate vote away from reaching the desk of a supportive Governor Mark Dayton. The Minnesota House voted 71-60 early this morning on a reworked $975 million stadium bill. Passage came within hours of the Vikings signing off on a proposal requiring them to pay $50 million more than franchise owners had previously agreed to. That deal puts the team and its private partners on the hook for $477 million. The public would pay $498 million through the expansion of legalized gambling and a redirected sales tax that's now collected in Minneapolis. The Vikings have pursued a new stadium for more than a decade, but the push gained urgency when its lease expired after last season. The Senate is due to vote this afternoon. And PGA Tour Commissioner Tim Fincham says the Masters is too important for the tour to take it off of its official schedule, even though Augusta National has never had a female member in its 80-year history. Fincham says it's up to the members to decide the membership criteria and that Augusta National is not doing anything illegal. Fincham spoke at a news conference that featured the First Tee announcing a new corporate partner. The First Tee tries to attract kids of diverse backgrounds to golf. The tour policy is not to co-sanction a tournament played on a golf course that does not allow women or minority members. Among the courses it lost when the policy was created included Cypress Point in California and Butler National outside Chicago. The tour does not run the Masters or any other of the three majors. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.